Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I mean, you have to let it get at least to that part if you don't let it pay off a little bit. All right, there we go. 811 News Radio 92.3. I mean, if you're going to play it, John, let's play it. You know, I feel that's the way it needs to go. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. The city council meeting was last night, so we're talking to her this morning. Sam, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. I know there have been some developments in the wall, not a wall, fence, not a fence, parking lot obstruction, not an obstruction in Harbortown. Where are we at today?
Where we are today is the owner of the Sea Green Shopping Center who erected the fence received notice from the city that he had either 15 days to remove the portion of the fence that was obstructing the recorded easement, or the city would be doing that and then assessing him with the cost. So he went ahead and removed that fence. And so, you know, now the street is back open, Andrew, and everyone is being able to access the small businesses there with that easement. You know, for those who have been following this, I think it really illustrates the importance of why we have a permitting process. So, you know, we have a lot of preemptions happening at the state legislature level. And we certainly appreciate, you know, wanting to make sure that that small projects happen. But, you know, one of the changes that we saw through the state legislature this year is that for, you know, permits, you know, under $75, you know, $100, that those would be expedited. Those kind of permits, you know, will go away. And so this is just reflective of that. Our permitting process requires that you attach any existing easements. And there's also some specifics about details that were in conflict on that permit. And okay. So that allowed us to kind of, you know, step in and address what could have otherwise been a very costly, you know, litigious dispute between these two property owners. So we're glad to see it resolved the way that it was.
Yeah, when a process is slow, expediting sounds great, but expediting means fast, fast is rush, rush is less catching of the mistakes, and you make more mistakes. I mean, you know, government is slow, but government is theoretically, by going slower, it catches the things and makes fewer mistakes. Not always true, but, you know, that's kind of the trade-off. And you're right about that. You guys, let's see, wanted to ask you. Oh, you were at the Florida City and County, County and City Manager Association meeting. I assume property taxes were a big point of discussion.
It was, you know, while I was there, Andrew, that is when Governor DeSantis released his tax exemption plan. And so, you know, city and county managers were nothing if not adaptable. So, you know, we had thought that we would be talking about, you know, the slate of bills to become law. We pivoted in order to analyze how this is going to, you know, affect local governments. You know, the overall, you know, point of view for local governments is that this is not, you know, a full tax exemption. What it is a tax shift. And so for those, you know, commercial businesses that are not going to be impacted by the homestead exemption, you know, there's going to be a lot of governments throughout the state of Florida that aren't going to have a choice but to raise taxes on those small businesses in order to continue to pay for essential services. Then you also have, you know, your fire assessments and other types of assessments that local governments are going to have to take a look at to continue to provide those services. So it's going to be an interesting 3 days. You know, yesterday, today, and tomorrow is when the House and the Senate are meeting over the governor's plan. And so we're you know, all paying attention to that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, from the point of view of the city of Gulf Breeze, you know, our revenue is diversified. We've worked really hard on that. That is, you know, part of what our mayor and council, you know, defined as a resilient community, is to make sure that we had diversified revenues to the maximum extent possible. So this will impact our budget by about 21%. And we're, you know, if the the measure were to pass on the ballot in November by, you know, 60%, then we'll have to come back and we'll have to see how we can make up that 21% of lost revenue. But for a lot of other small to medium, you know, cities, especially in the rural areas of Florida, they really, really depend on that source of revenue. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Well, I mean, Sam, can't you just cut 20% of the fat and the waste that you've got in government right now?
Well, you know, our budget is pretty elementary.
I knew I would get something initially out of you. I love the little chuckle, but go ahead.
Well, really, you know, Gulf Breeze is a great budget to look at because we're a peninsula, we're built out. And as I always tell our mayor and council, you know what it takes to run this place. I'm not going to be coming, you know, ever to a budget workshop and saying we need to hire a dozen more people. We know what it takes to operate and provide, you know, an exceptional level of service. And that includes, you know, natural resource, you know, management, you know, stormwater utilities, you know, and all the rest. And so, you know, for our budget, if we lose that revenue, we're going to have to make it up somewhere in order to continue to provide, you know, essential services. Our general fund budget is, you know, as small as an iota of what Santa Rosa County is, and how counties are going to make up that revenue, I genuinely don't know, without, you know, an increase in sales tax. So the counties are really the ones right now who are so confused. And of course, right now, it also includes, you know, your school districts.
Right.
So, they're also included.
Well, they took that out yesterday. The school districts are not a part of it anymore. So that part of the tax cut won't go in. It's just the county, city, you know, that side of the ad valorem.
Andrew, I really liked having our ankle tied to the schools, you know, so they're a strong lobby. I heard it from you first, but
that's
having them as a brother in arms.
Yeah,
I think
that's one of the reasons why they did it. Number one, because the state would have to backfill the school deficits, but also because they knew that cutting school funding was going to get them in trouble on the ballot. And so this is more palatable to the voter. I have one more question I want to ask you about, Sam. Hang on for just a second. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by the Pensacola Little Theater. Coming to PLT, The Cottage, a fast-paced, laugh-out-loud farce full of twists, June 12th through the 21st. Tickets available at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the box office. We've got a report of a stalled vehicle on northbound Highway 29, immediately north of Brent Lane, right by the Pensacola Christian Academy. So be aware of that. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sam Abel, City Manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Hey, last thing, Sam, and I know your answer to this may be fast, and that's totally fine. Any news update on the FDOT 399, 98 interchange design? Anything in that regard that we've gotten anything new since we last talked?
We have a meeting on the books.
Cool. Okay. All right. Excellent. How soon?
In June.
Okay.
Andrew,
right.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Sam Abel, she is the city manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Sam, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
All right. 8:18 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you need to do any kind of video footage, whether it's, I don't know, it could be a walkthrough of a restaurant that you're trying to promote, or it could be a meeting that you're trying to capture, or it could be the outside of your home in case, God forbid, there's a storm or some kind of damage, or anything in between, a boat you're trying to sell, whatever. If it's video, ads, testimonials for social media, depending on the length, which platform, all of that stuff, Pelican Drones can take care of you. Now, I know you think in their name, it's drones, so that's all they do is drone footage. Oh, no, they're fantastic at that. Don't get me wrong. But they do all kinds of video production of any sort, whether it's real estate or businesses or personal or anything that you want to do. And they work with big companies. You know, they work with FDOT and Portofino and Visit Alabama and your neighbor Jimmy. You know, like anybody can buy their services for an hour, a half day, a full day. And then when they're all done, they'll give you the raw footage, so you own that. You also own the end products, however you want it tailored for your needs or whatever, and they'll just take care of you. They'll work with you, and they'll try to get you the end result you need. Pelican Drones at pelicandrones.com.
Making a few small changes to how you use energy in your home can make a big difference. Like setting your AC, every degree you raise it can save you up to 5% on cooling costs. With the FPL Energy Manager, you can easily monitor how much energy you're using, see which appliances use the most, and how it affects your bill. Keep more money in your pocket by making your home more energy efficient. Learn more at fpl.com/ways to save. Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola's hurricane coverage headquarters is News Radio 92.3. With wall-to-wall coverage before, during, and after.
May the Schwartz be with you.
I don't want to punish Milton by playing the normal stager music for the drama because it's not drama like that, but I did think it was kind of funny. Just a little thing, and, you know, I like the little things sometimes. They were having a discussion about an event that was coming up in Milton.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. We do have a special event application form. This is for the Battle of the Barbecuing Baptists. Which is an event being put on by Ferris Hill Baptist Church. It is simply a church picnic and barbecue competition.
Okay, so John laughed. Why did you laugh, John?
Barbecue and Baptist, I love it.
Yeah, but
I got my reaction.
That was Stephen Prestesater, and then...
Just to be clear, they're actually not barbecuing Baptists.
Look, I didn't ask for a list of what they were barbecuing. I'm assuming they can't.
Hold on. I want to back up because I want you to hear it. John's laughing too loud. It's okay, though. Yeah.
Just to be clear, they're actually not barbecuing Baptists.
Look, I didn't ask for a list of what they were barbecuing. I'm assuming that cannibalism isn't occurring. So.
Unless you dance.
I mean, that's fair.
Unless you dance. Because Baptists are against dancing, because, you know, the old joke, right? The reason Baptists are against premarital sex?
Tell
it
me.
It leads to dancing. It's a thinker, John. You'll get it later.
Okay,
anyway.
Yes, sir. So the consent agenda had included the Battle of the Barbecuing Baptists. So the Baptists are going to battle on May 16th.
Missed
and
it.
That is on consent. We decided that didn't need to be further discussed. It's pretty straightforward.
I don't know. It made me laugh. I thought it was cute. And then the throw in about cannibalism made it all too real. Thursday's meeting. This is actually going back a little ways. This has been sitting on my desk of like, can't get rid of these clips because they're funny. I don't want to not play them. Remember they were having that conversation about the natural gas installation charges and actually charging people the cost of installation instead of charging them. I think it's what 10% is what they charge now, some ridiculously low number. And then they hope to recoup that over years, but it's really not working out for them. A lot of times people will install like a generator that doesn't really even use natural gas except once in a while. And it doesn't ever recoup the expenses. And it's thousands of dollars for the city.
So this is the change. In the item you have before you, the only changes are the underlined section. Nothing else has changed. No rates are changed. This is just simply putting into effect into our rate schedule the installation.
So we're not going to talk about the rate fees at this time then, right?
That's correct. We'll bring that back during the budget process. And you asked us to detail that in the one-third, one-third, one-third over the next 3 years.
Yeah, so they're going to come back with rate change possibilities, but the idea of just charging customers who have a gas line installed the actual cost of installation, that's what went through at the regular meeting.
And also the natural gas fee schedule item regarding the installation fee only. You have that item before you.
There you go. And that went through no problem. Oh, I got corrected. It wasn't Stephen Prestesater. It was Jay Conrad. Okay, my bad. Sorry, Stephen. Didn't mean to misvoice you. 8:25 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. I do, if the computer will cooperate. Let's see here. We've got no accidents to report to you right now. And we're seeing if you are headed 98 westbound toward Garland Point Bridge, expect about a five-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche will testify before the House later today. His testimony before the House Appropriations Committee comes after the Justice Department said it will abide by a court ruling that temporarily paused the Trump administration's anti-weaponization fund. Primary elections taking place today in half a dozen states. Voters will be deciding U.S. House, Senate, and governor's races. Ballots being cast in Iowa, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, South Dakota, and California. And Andrew, June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. Some 7 million people in the U.S. are living with Alzheimer's disease, a number that that they say is expected to double in the next 25 years.
Mm. All right, David, thanks so much for that encouraging update. That's fantastic. Wonderful. Since we're in the, like, bad news vicinity, this is not so much bad news as much of a why do people torture themselves kind of news. But here goes. John, we've talked about looks maxing. You know, we've talked about,
yes,
you know, oh, gosh, I don't even remember what the mogging, which is where you have the better whatever it is. You know, I face mog you because I have a pretty face and you height mog me because you're taller than I am or whatever, you know, the versions are, and hair mogging and I don't know, these stupid terms. All these so-called influencers online. You ready for the new one?
No, but you're going to give it to me.
Here we go. Mommy maxing. Mommy maxing is the idea that as a mother, you should have the perfect motherhood, dressed children, orderly behaved. They don't eat any red dye, number 58. They, you know, everything is perfect in your home is the idea that, you know, the pressure to meet unrealistic standards of online momfluencers, I guess, is maybe the word that they're calling themselves. So mommy maxing is the idea of optimizing every facet of motherhood, from aesthetic choices like your child's clothing. I mean, I would figure if they had clothes on when they left the house, that's fine. Decor, post-baby bounce-back body, parenting routines, sleep schedules, extracurriculars, and eventually producing the most optimized version of your child. You know, the product, the work product, so to speak. Mommy Maxing revealed some troubling trends about how our culture puts pressure on mothers to be perfect. Mommy Maxing, this is an article at, Parents Magazine? Yeah, Parents Magazine. Mommy Maxing is the idea of trying to optimize motherhood, making you and your kids the most efficient, intelligent, and organized people you can be. It sounds like a good idea on the surface. Does it? It does not at all sound like a good thing to me. There are certainly mothers out there, let's call them the rare ones, who would probably be well-served to have a little bit higher aspirations for the quality of their motherhood. But that is not the problem most women have. The problem most women have is they feel terrible about their parenting. They feel like they're not living up to the standard. They're not doing enough. They feel guilty about everything. They're worried about everything. And then on top of it, you've got some blonde getting paid to be a mom on Facebook telling you or Instagram telling you how you should do it better. Woman, shut up. You are not helping the cause. Women need to be told to have a break. Relax a little. It'll be okay. You know, my dad, who was a pastor for a long time, he always had his advice to newborn and older parents as well, but specifically to moms is, you know, relax. It's actually kind of hard to screw up a child. God built them and gave them to you. You'll do fine. You know, there's this, I haven't told this story in a long time. This is one of my favorite stories. There's an old book called, it's not Spell for Chameleon. It's, anyway, there's an old book by Piers Anthony in which this creature, a manticore, is trying to get an answer to the question whether he has a soul because he's not human, okay? And he wants to know whether he has a soul. And the premise in the book is there's this magician and he's got this castle. And if you get in his castle, you can ask him a question, then you owe him a year of service. But it's really hard to get through the defenses of the castle, okay? So the manticore finally does get all the way in, survives the defenses, asks the magician the question, do I have a soul? And the magician says, if you're questioning whether you have a soul or if you're worrying whether you're having a soul, you don't have anything to worry about. So mothers, as long as you're a little worried, you're fine. Don't follow these nitwits and dillholes on social media who want to make you feel even worse about the thing that you do try to do really well. And you're capable of doing it. You know, God gave you the kid. God trusts you with the kid. You'll be fine. You know, one of the other things my dad and I kind of always agreed about, he kind of said it is, you know, sometimes it's not so much which way you go, but it's caring enough to care that you go one way or the other. And that's how it is with parenting. As long as you care, it's probably going to be fine.
News. I'm Chris Foster. There are primary elections in six states today.
Here in California, voters will decide who's going to replace termed out Governor Gavin Newsom and, of course, the next mayor in L.A., the current mayor, Democrat Karen Bass, fighting to keep her job.
Fox's Matt Finn, the top two candidates in California primaries, regardless of party, advance to the general election. The Justice Department says it'll stop work on a $1.8 billion anti-weaponization payout fund set up after President Trump settled a lawsuit with the IRS.
Last week, a federal judge in Virginia ruled the fund must be paused while she sorted through legal issues. The DOJ posting this fund was open to anybody who was so weaponized, targeted, persecuted, whether they were Democrat, Republican, conservative, independent, or otherwise. The department will abide by the court's ruling.
Fox's David Spunt. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, it's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now it's 75 degrees. We've got partly sunny skies here across the area. We'll get a look at our forecast from Brooke Richardson in just a few minutes. Escambia County Sheriff's investigators are searching for a bank robber that robbed the PNC Bank on Fairfield Drive yesterday.
He appears to be heavily disguised in either a wig.
That's not his original hair.
It could be. Could be his original glasses. Could be original tattoos. Who knows? But we did put the picture out on our social media platform. It's been widely circulated. We're looking for this guy. And if anyone has information on him or what a vehicle he may have gotten into, we're certainly looking at all avenues at this point.
And Sheriff Simmons, moments ago on Pensacola's Morning News, he says the suspect passed a note and got away with an undisclosed amount of cash. No weapon was displayed. He says investigators are also likely pursuing a geofence warrant, querying cell phone data from the area at the time of the robbery to help narrow down the suspect's possible identity. Anybody with information, again, is asked to contact the Escambia Sheriff's Office. Well, Florida lawmakers amended Governor DeSantis' property tax cut plan yesterday before scheduled floor votes today. The homestead exemption could rise to $150,000 in 2027 and $250,000 in 2028, with school district levies carved out of the proposal. Local governments are still projected to lose billions in revenue annually if this passes, drawing some concern from senators who say the plan is just moving too fast. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce says they are watching the legislation closely and pushing to make sure any property taxes changed don't shift the burden onto local businesses. If the legislature approves that plan today, Florida voters would decide in November. A Century man facing multiple charges after a wild confrontation last Friday that ended with deputies using a taser and beanbag rounds to take him into custody. 32-year-old Cortez Davison is accused of attacking a disabled man at a mobile home on Alger Road over a financial dispute about an air conditioner. When deputies arrived and forced entry into the trailer, they say Davison was on top of the victim, striking him. Deputies say Davison broke free from a taser, jumped through a window, and eventually barricaded himself in the bathroom at the Century Food Mart before he was taken into custody. He's being held on $8,500 bond. Well, sea turtle nesting season off to an active start in Escambia County. Volunteers have recorded 9 loggerhead nests so far, 5 on Pensacola Beach, 4 on Perdido Key. May and June, of course, the busiest nesting months. So more loggerhead nests are expected in coming weeks. Beachgoers are reminded to make sure they clear their chairs, tents, and toys from the sand by sunset, and also make sure to keep lights off after dark to protect nesting turtles and hatchlings. Well, hurricane season just started yesterday, but researchers in South Florida are already focusing on potential storms. At the University of Miami, engineers are studying how hurricane force winds and storm surge work together to damage homes and infrastructure. Professor Landolph Rode Baribagaros says that understanding that interaction is the key. The research is aimed at helping communities better prepare for future storms, as forecasters
they
predict.
They shock that the structure
The research is aimed at helping communities better prepare for future storms. It's 8:35 now at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, David. We've got no accidents to report to you, but if you're on 98 westbound approaching the Garcon Point Bridge, you're going to see about a 7 to 8 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And thank you very much. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We will have a 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon, high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 71. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 83. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 68. Heading into Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high near 82. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 75 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies, and we'll... Your next news in 30 minutes, breaking news anytime. Your money now today. Taking a look at our opening markets. The Dow is up a little over a quarter percent this morning, 51,226.40. The S&P down about a tenth of a percent, 75,90.24. The NASDAQ is up well over a quarter percent right now, 26,999.73. 10-year bond rate today is down at 4.44%. Turn into commodities. Gold is up $37.40 at $45.43.70. Silver up $1.04 at $76.29. Oil prices today, we are down just a little bit, a little under a quarter percent. West Texas Intermediate right now at $91.96 a barrel, and Brent crude is at $94.71 a barrel. And if you're looking at crypto, Bitcoin down about $2,600 this morning at $68,826.90. Turning to our fuel prices today, the national average for a gallon of gas is down. It's at $4.29. The Florida statewide average down as well, under $4 a gallon. Now the statewide average at $3.98 per gallon, down from $4.03 yesterday. But if we turn to our local gas prices today, we are seeing prices right around three. It looks like average is around $3.54 a gallon. Going to be our best prices. And I see that at several stations all around the area. A few places up on 9 Mile, $3.51 a gallon being reported right now. If you're down in Gulf Breeze, we're seeing $4.09 in Gulf Breeze proper, $3.74, Long 98, headed past Tiger Point and towards Navarre. And if you're in Milton, seeing prices averaging right around $3.65 or so across the area. Turning to our financial headlines this morning. Carnival Corporation is alerting about 6 million passengers after a big data breach. Investigators say hackers infiltrated the cruise line's network back on April 14th, stealing names, birthdays, and passport numbers. Carnival officially confirmed the full scope of the data breach last week, and they are now providing 2 years of free credit monitoring to victims of that. A corporate giant in artificial intelligence filing paperwork to go public.
The San Francisco-based startup Anthropic confirms that it confidentially submitted paperwork with the SEC after a recent round of private funding pushed its overall valuation to roughly $965 billion. Anthropic says the exact timing of the coming IPO depends on market conditions and other factors. Anthropic rival OpenAI is expected to file similar paperwork soon, and SpaceX, which includes Grok, is also on the verge of going public. I'm Rory O'Neill.
And we've got several key reports on hiring that'll be coming out this week leading up to Friday's employment numbers for last month. The Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover survey is due out later today. ADP's monthly hiring survey due out tomorrow. So we will let you know when we see any of those reports. It's 8:39, our next news at 9 a.m. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves. Two dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Our Senators Ashley Moody and Rick Scott and Representative Jimmy Patronis are standing up for radio listeners like us by supporting legislation to keep AM radio in cars. They know the value of local radio in times of emergency. Now it's time for Congress to finish the job and pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Learn more at dependonam.com. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Planning your vacation? Why not take Pep Talk with Meg with you?
A vacation? Oh my God, I can't wait to go. Okay, where are we gonna go first?
No, take News Radio along via the app.
Oh.
Just go to your app store, search News Radio 92.3, download the app.
Okay.
And listen to Pensacola's news leader with crystal clarity wherever you go.
And it's absolutely free.
That'll work.
Get it now and tap the app to get News Radio 92.3, no matter where in the world you are.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
All right, John, I got a thinker. You ready for a thinker?
No,
you're,
man.
You're never ready. You never say yes.
That's the point.
Don't make me think, man.
I know, right?
All right, so we did the one about does the moon rotate, and that
oh, no, not one of these.
It's not an astronomy, geometry, trigonometry kind of question. You don't have to worry about parallax. But somebody said to me, you should do more questions like that.
Let me talk to them.
Here goes. You ready?
No.
So, from the perspective of your dog, the dog sees things in sort of different ratios than we see because, you know, to them, you're a giant, you know, and
keep
to you, they're small, right? An ant crawling around, you know, sees like a 3-inch tall brick is, I mean, that's a big wall to scale, right? And, you know, so their sense of space is very different in motion. You know, I saw a turtle cross my yard the other day and I let him be. And I figured he's going to run into that wall and then he's going to have to turn. But, that's his job, his life, you know. And I thought, poor turtle. But, you know, at his scale, you know, he's going at a 50th of a knot, right? That's his pace. All right. That's all backdrop. That's all like before we get there. We understand the concept that depending on your size or your ability to move is how you perceive distances and pace. Okay. Question about time. The question is, humans experience time at a certain pace. Okay. Do you think that, ants and mosquitoes have the same sense of time that we have? You know, like, does a minute mean as much to them as it means to us? Or because their lives are so short, you know, we sometimes say dogs, you know, 7 years for them is 7 years for us, a year for them. Or do they experience time really slow? Like for an ant, because he's only got, what, 4 days of life to go? Whatever. I don't know what it is. Some mosquitoes got through. Does he experience everything very slowly? Does he live what would seem to us like a full life? Or does his, like, well, he's just dead in 2 days. I got to pack it in right now. I can't, you know, no time to take vacation. Got to get the work done. So 437-1620, that's my thinker of the day. John, do you think that other life forms experience time at our scale and pace? Or do you think that, you know, like, does the mosquito after 3 days think that his life's been a nice, long 70-year life the way we would think it?
You have way too much time on your hands. You know, time is time. And I think that they don't perceive it as like we do. I mean, they know day and night, I hope. At least I'm trading my dogs for day and night.
Okay, all right.
But I think time is time.
Let me argue with you a little bit. You ready? Because you knew it was coming. You knew second defense was coming.
Yeah, I knew it.
When you're a kid, okay, time seems massive. An hour in my room? Ugh. But when you're our age, let's just say older.
I beg for that.
An hour is not that much time. Doesn't feel like a lot of time. I mean, you spend an hour brushing your teeth and scrolling the phone. I mean, like, it's over. What happened to it, right? Time goes quicker. Time is not a constant. Your perception of time is not constant. It depends on a lot of things. So you can still stick with the ant thinks that, you know, 4 days is 4 days.
But a minute is still a minute.
Is it to him? I mean, an inch is not an inch.
Well, how can you
an inch
ask
to an
them?
Ant is
you
a big even... achievement. An inch to you is like nothing. Or like a
Did
foot.
You survey these ants and dogs? And...
I have test focus group this question with okay. a lot of insects and small rodents.
Okay.
And they confirm for worried. Me that that space is different for them. And I'm just wondering whether you think time is different for them. And I think it probably is. Their brains are designed, or if you prefer the term evolved, I don't want to fight with you over that right now, over time to, you know, to adapt to their lifespan. And, you know, if you only got a two-day lifespan to work with, you got to be able to, you know, work within that time more efficiently. That means quicker decisions, so it seems slower to you. No? Nothing?
No, I'm just thinking
Pickens,
you have so much time
John Pickens
on your
has,
hands.
Has traffic on the fives. John?
So much time. All right. So let's see here. No accidents to report to you right now. But if you're on 98 westbound headed toward the Garcelon Point Bridge, you're going to experience about a 9 to 10 minute delay in that area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the...
We're getting some texts. John is completely out of his depth here. He's so uncomfortable. He's never been high at 2 a.m., so he doesn't know how to handle this kind of a question.
The things you think about.
Or at the coffee shop at 2 a.m. Or, right. You know, however you prefer the phrase. 437-1620. Somebody says there's a reason a compass was created before the watch. The destination is more important than how long or when you get there, the clock rather than the watch. Somebody else says frivolous topic, what the, and then there's the word, the letter that comes between E and G right there.
Thank you.
And then somebody else says questions only high people contemplate. I got a picture of, it's a clock where the time. Every number on the dial, 1 to 12, is just a number of flies, like one fly for 1 o'clock, two flies for 2 o'clock. So it says time flies is the name of the clock. Somebody says time is a human concept. Animals actually sync to our schedule. My favorite former president of Gulf Power says, John Hutchinson, animals and insects react to the immediate. They don't plan vacations or weekend leg parties.
That's good.
So I have asked you the question. I have ventured into the more, you know, experimental philosophical
realm.
Yeah,
that's very experimental.
And now it's going to nag at you because you're going to see a wasp and you're going to think, but does he experience time the way I experience it or not? And so I leave you with the question.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
This June, Osceola Golf Course turns 100 years old. Step into a century of stories with friends and family at Osceola Golf Course. Join Osceola Golf Course this weekend for the Centennial Celebration with a story slam, great food, and a free family golf clinic. All weekend, don't miss the $100 tee time special. Range balls included, up to four players. Osceola Golf Course, 100 years strong and still swinging. Osceola Golf Course is owned and managed by Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Visit OsceolaGolf.com for more information.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
Let me introduce you to Social Mirror. This is when we take the best content from your social media platform and deliver it to the phones, tablets, and computers of your target audience, where they live or wherever they go on the internet. You can add a call to action that sends people to your website or opens up their phone app with your phone number on it or gives them directions to find you. All of this comes with reporting to show how many people saw the ad and reacted to it.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
Last day. Capricorn 15s. Year of the city, 2274. Carousel begins.
I actually love it when John has no idea what's happened. I'm playing a clip, and he's like, I don't even recognize the genre. That's fine. It's not for you.
I know.
Not every clip is for you.
Aww.
Oh, man. We were just talking about watching Neon Deion Sanders was up on TV, and he's got sporting a white beard and just looks so weird.
It doesn't look like him.
No, I know. It's just an odd look for him. So anyway, all right, you had a follow. You were going to ask me something.
Well, okay.
About the time. Topic of the day, which we don't normally hold over the break, but I'll let John break the rules because he's a producer. Give him some power once in a while.
Because I got power in the mic.
Yeah. You know, the question was, do ants and mosquitoes and bees and rodents and turtles experience time the way we do or not? And okay, go ahead, John. What do you got?
I think that they do. And
finally have an answer.
Let me go.
10 minutes later.
Well, you didn't give me a heads up on this thinking thing.
I love it.
So my dog, we feed her three times a day.
Yeah.
She knows what time it is.
Absolutely, she does.
So she's got a perception of time, and then the time change really messes her up.
Well, you might say she's good at currency exchanges. Like, does she know that it's been 6 hours, or does it seem only like 2 hours to her? That's the question.
Because
she knows the transactional interaction between your time and her time.
Right.
The question is, does she experience 6 hours as 6 hours, or does she experience it as 2 hours, or does she experience it as 50? You know, I don't know. Why is the dog so eager to get back to you? Because she's been waiting an hour, and she feels like you've been gone for 3 days. You never know. I don't know how they experience time. Is it for them in slow motion? You know, wasps and things like that seem to react in far too quick a way. So what's their perception? See, there's more to this than you think, but that's all right. I'll leave it with you.
I was just trying to... Yeah.
You're trying to make it better, and you made it much, much worse.
Thanks.
437-1620. 437-1620. Oh, we have been talking about this today. It is the 10-year anniversary of the death of Jeff Kuss. Captain Kuss was piloting that number 6 jet for the Blue Angels in Smyrna, Tennessee on June 2nd, 2016. And now, for me, Jeff Kuss is the voice of one of the best days that I ever had because I had a chance to, you know, to fly with him. And it was so, I mean, that was just honestly so fantastic.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I'd say I had a blast. Thanks for going flying with me. Thanks for spending the day out here with us. You got 40 minutes of F-18 hornet time with the Blue Angel. That's pretty sweet.
Oh, it was. John's over here crying.
No fair.
Oh, man.
How many spare tires do you have in your car again?
Why would that be a tire slashing offense?
It is.
First, what we're going to do as we get eased into this here is the delta roll simulation. That's a nice, easy 360-degree roll to the left.
Nice and easy, just learning.
We'll just get kind of acclimated to how the aircraft handles. Sound good?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, no, it was a great day. And then that's why, you know, I mean, him dying was hard for all of us because we're all Blue Angels fans. We're all Pensacolians. We all hate to see tragedy happen. And yet, I know for me, just personal experience, I was on the air called in because, you know, we didn't have a live afternoon show at the time. And I got called in to report on this because it was happening. And I knew who had died. And I knew that he was. I knew that it was a fatality. Neither of which had been confirmed by the Navy yet. They were still investigating, but it was very obvious from sources and video and everything else. And I knew that it was him. But I couldn't say that because the Navy doesn't release names for a day, and we honor what the Navy honors because we don't want people finding out that way if they're relatives or don't know. Anyway, so I'm having to do a radio show talking about somebody who was tremendously meaningful to me, and I can't even say what I know and just... You know, I mean, I wanted to cry on the radio. It was horrible. And, you know, talking to Mayor Ashton Hayward at the time and talking to other folks at the time and for all of us. And then they had the memorial and, you know, Matt Siderhound spoke and talking to Boss Bernanke about it at the time and getting to know, you know, all the folks who were on that team really well as a result of all that. And the thing that's happened in the last day is the town of Smyrna, actually a couple of days ago, town of Smyrna where the tragedy happened, where the crash happened, they've actually put out a 10-year anniversary memorial video. And I'll play some of that for you in a second. It's quite good. We talked with Mary Esther Reed, the mayor, earlier today. You can listen to that on the podcast, newsradio923.com. But it was really quite, I mean, the memorial itself is very well done with the jet up in Smyrna. We'll talk about that in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. 98 westbound approaching the Garson Point Bridge is pretty well moving at a good pace right now. John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So, yeah, they put all that together in Smyrna. It was, you know, outstandingly well done. Have you ever seen,
I haven't seen it yet.
Have you seen a picture?
No.
Oh, you should pull it up while I'm talking because it's really, you know, what they did was quite good. They raised $1.4 million, I think, is what she told us. And, you know, the community came together. And what I loved particularly about the video is they went and talked to Christina and his mom, Janet. Christina's his widow. And right now, you see the picture of it. There's a park, like, see where the tailpipe of the jet is?
Yeah.
Behind that is a huge, like the big recreational park complex for Smyrna. So people come out and play tennis and play softball and go running all around there. And then the front of the running track goes in front of the plane. You can see it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have, like, you can see how they have events there, and it's a memorial to him and other.
But I love the circular thing around the plane.
And you can't see it probably in whatever you're looking at, but the nose points across the road to the airport, which is where they would have taken off. So it is every time a plane takes off going that direction, I think it's north.
Oh, I can see it. Yeah.
They see that. Wow. The pilots all see that. So it's really quite an excellent tribute. Anyway, on the video, you know, Janet talked about her son and how much he loved planes and also talked about the meaningfulness of what Smyrna and Pensacola did in the aftermath of this crash.
The community of Smyrna is so amazing. I swear, if Jeff knew he was going to die, he chose Smyrna. It is just an amazing, amazing community.
And that his legacy lives on now through all of this.
I wish everybody could have met him. And you've done such a good job. I feel like you know him. And I'm so happy that his legacy will live on in Smyrna.
And Christina, same thing. Just very appreciative. I mean, she's, you know, 10 years as a widow. It's not easy raising kids on your own and, you know, just... all of the things. Very, very difficult. I got a chance to know her a little bit. I wouldn't say knew her well. I didn't know Jeff that well either. I knew him because he flew me, and I talked to him a few other times, but I don't want to pretend like we were some great friends or anything, but she's just a lovely, lovely person.
Miss Verna helped us so much to realize that we weren't alone and that we were going to make it through. And my tears are not tears of grief or loss anymore. It's just... deep love and gratitude. And I really do feel like Jeff lives through your town.
I love that. And, you know, they had gone there that day, she and the kids. And when she talks about seeing rainbows, she'd seen a rainbow on the way in before the horrible thing happened. And now they do runs and they raise money to for the upkeep and maintenance. And they've been so productive with the night runs, what you call them, the Top Gun night runs, yeah. I think, something like that, in Smyrna, that they actually had spun off the ability to do scholarships, like $2,000 scholarships a year in his name. So just, you know, great stuff has been done in Smyrna with this memorial. If you have a chance to go see it, it's fantastic. If you haven't seen it again, go ahead and put it up online. It's worth looking at. You know, it's a very, very, very well done memorial. And I know for one of the best days of my life and for just the team and the aviation community, it's time to remember.